This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, May 22nd, brought to you by Bravo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Farm Bureau calls for resignations. Reclamation inks drought MOU, and CBO outlines cost of Thompson Farm Bill measures. Farm Bureau calls for heads after SGMA probation. Kings County Farm Bureau is calling for the resignation of the general manager and board of directors of the Kings County Water District after the State Water Board put the Tulare Lake Subbasin on SGMA probation last month. In a letter sent to the Water District's board president, Dusty Ferentz, executive director of the Farm Bureau, charged that the district and the local groundwater sustainability agency have failed landowners in their service area. He cited ineffective communication, last-minute policy changes, and decision-making at a vacuum that left their members with, quote, more questions than answers, filling them with doubt. Ferentz blasted a proposal to leverage $11.5 million in pumping fees, calling it, quote, the single largest threat to the community. He was also upset the local agency did not challenge the board's decision. Last week, the Farm Bureau filed a lawsuit to block that decision. Fed seal a drought deal with $81 million. The Bureau of Reclamation yesterday announced $81 million for water conservation and drought resilience projects in the San Joaquin Valley. The money accompanied a new MOU with water contractors to develop a long-term drought plan that preserves water in wet years and sets more aside for salmon in dry ones. Farm water suppliers cheered the news. Chris White, executive director of the San Joaquin River Exchange Contractors Water Authority, said the agreement, quote, marks a new level of cooperation and will help to mitigate drought impacts while maintaining water rights. Jason Phillips, CEO of the Fryatt Water Authority, noted that it would, quote, help bring some predictability to water allocations and provide certainty for farmers. Westlands Water District receiving $25 million from the allocation for groundwater recharge and storage projects. The investments will, quote, provide a more reliable water supply to hundreds of family-owned farms and disadvantaged communities, according to General Manager Allison Febo. USDA awards first grants through CCC-funded trade initiative. U.S. Department of Agriculture is awarding commodity groups the first $300 million in trade promotion grants under a $1.2 billion initiative known as the Regional Agriculture Promotion Program, funded through the Department's Commodity Credit Corporation Spending Authority. The grants of 66 organizations were selected from $1 billion in proposals. They're intended to supplement funding provided through the Farm Bill's Market Access Program and Foreign Market Development Program. The projects announced yesterday focused on building new markets for U.S. ag exports in Africa, Latin America, and Asia. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack said, quote, we remain committed to our established customer base around the world, but we're also setting our sights on new growth opportunity like places of Africa, Latin America, and Southeast Asia, where opportunities are significant and where U.S. exporters may not have yet established a firm foothold. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Bravo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. CBO lays out Thompson's Farm Bill funding gap. New cost estimates from the Congressional Budget Office detail the funding gap that House Ag Committee Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson faces as he moves his Farm Bill this week. CBO estimates the changes to the commodity title would increase the federal deficit between $37.7 and $39.3 billion. That's after CBO accounts for the $8 billion in savings provided by suspending USDA's Section 5 spending authority under the Commodity Credit Corporation. The voluntary base update alone would cost $9.2 to $10.8 billion, according to CBO. The bill would allow farmers to get new base acres based on planting patterns over the last 5 years. Keep in mind, Thompson argues that the CCC savings should be much higher than what CBO says, but CBO has not changed its position so far. The response from the GOP comes from Ben Goldley with Thompson staff saying, quote, preliminary estimates that are selectively leaked do not reflect final text or final scores. We continue working with CBO to address the deficiencies in their scores and estimates. FDA extends comment period on animal drug labeling proposal. FDA's extended the comment period on a proposal dealing with animal drug labeling after both the Generic Animal Drug Alliance and the Animal Health Institute sought more time. The Generic Animal Drug Alliance said, quote, the proposed rule for labeling requirements includes significant detail and is imperative that generic and pioneer animal drug sponsors have adequate time to review and formulate comments, as this rule will have significant impact on the industry. Both groups ask for another 90 days. The proposal is designed to provide animal drug sponsors, quote, with predictable requirements for labeling of prescription and over-the-counter new animal drugs, as well as new animal drugs for use in animal feeds. Another extension, well, the USDA's Food Nutrition Service also granted more time for comment, giving interested parties another 14 days on a proposal addressing work requirements in the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. The new comment deadline is June 14th. BASF to pay $316.5 million in PFAS settlement. BASF has agreed to pay $316.5 million to settle a lawsuit with a nationwide class of public water systems that detected PFAS in their drinking water sources. The utilities allege that the PFAS came from firefighting foam. BASF said some of the products at issue in the litigation, quote, were made using a surfactant produced by SEMA Specialty Chemicals, which BASF acquired in 2009. In 2003, years before BASF acquired SEMA, SEMA sold that business line to another company. The settlement releases claims against BASF, SEMA, and other related corporate entities. It was reached as a part of multi-district litigation against PFAS manufacturers proceeding in South Carolina. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, May 22nd, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.